following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Leadoff Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. This is Fayetteville Wolves Baseball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now here's color analyst Jacob Bassett and the voice of Fayetteville Wolves Athletics, Blake Bagley.
Well, welcome in to Larry White Field here on the campus of B.B. Comer High School as the Wolves make the short trip to B.B. Comer and a little Friday afternoon showdown. The game was supposed to be a little later tonight, but due to the weather, this game was pushed to 4:30. I'm Jacob Bassett. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. A nice day out here as the Comer Tigers are getting ready to take the field, and we'll set the Comer offense up, or Comer defense. Jacob Swain, the pitcher. Behind the plate is Tylen Buchanan. Playing first base, Nate Pierce. Playing second base, Blair Cooper. Playing shortstop, Ben Fawcett. And playing third base, Max Fawcett. In the outfield, from left to right, Levi Wheeler, Cade McDonald, and Austin Ashworth. And they will see Brenton Cantrell, Eli Burns, and Ethan Jones, the first three in the Fayetteville order. A good umpire crew behind the plate tonight, and I trust this will be a fairly called game. As we are just about ready for the first pitch. I'm flying solo tonight. Normally it's with David McCurley. I've done it with Tony White this year, but tonight I'm flying solo. David is at Della Whitworth Field calling the county tournament, and unfortunately our Wolves, Lady Wolves, got put out today by the Lincoln Golden Bears in a pretty exciting game. The game came down to an international tiebreaker and a heartbreaking loss for the Wolves as they were eliminated from the county tournament. But so far, the Wolves are 2-0 against this group of Comer Tigers, facing them the first time in an 18-2 win back home in Fayetteville, and then an 8-2 win in the first round of the county tournament. As we are getting set to go here at Larry White Field at B.B. Comer. So leading off for the Wolves is Brenton Cantrell, and he'll be behind the plate today. As the umpire signals, let's play ball. Swain comes set. Here's the pitch, and we're underway, and it's a called strike low at the knees to Cantrell from Jacob Swain. Swain gets set quickly again. Here's a second pitch. A ball outside as Cantrell thought about swinging but held his bat. Here's the 1-1. Ball outside gets away from Buckhannon, just right outside of the batter's box. And he'll throw it back to Swain. Coach Mark Northcutt at first base and Coach Matt Collier standing in the third base coach's box. As Cantrell puts the bat on it, scooped up by Cooper over to first base for the first out of the game. And once again, that first base was Nate Pierce catching that one to get Cantrell out. And that'll bring up Eli Burns, who will be playing in the left field position. He's in the normal left field spot. And on deck is Ethan Jones, who will be the starting pitcher. Fayetteville wearing the black jerseys and the gray pants with the veal, and where the normal last name spot would go. And here's the pitch to Burns. And he'll get a piece of it, but it's foul for strike one. Swain comes set quickly again. Swing and a miss by Burns, down 0-2. Swain ready to deliver. Here's the pitch. Ball low, 1-2 the count. Swain quick to deliver again. Eli will swing and miss for out number two, and that'll bring up Ethan Jones with Blake McDaniel on deck. Larry Wyatt Field, the setting for this one. Larry Wyatt, the longtime B.B. Comer baseball coach and longtime assistant to Coach Bobby Overton here. So the field was rightfully named after him. As Swain delivers, it'll be a ball outside to Jones. Swain comes set. Jones, big swing and a miss, 1-1. The pitch, as Ethan will foul that one off of his foot, and it'll roll back to Swain. But the umpire said foul, 1-2 still the count, two outs, nobody on. It's a good day for baseball out here ahead of the impending weather that we will have tomorrow. Here's the pitch to Jones. Check the swing. Didn't go, and it'll get behind Buchanan all the way back to the wall. 77 degrees. That's what my phone is showing for the temperature at first pitch. Here's the pitch to Jones, and he'll hit that one in the gap between third base and shortstop, and he's in there for a single. So a two-out base hit for Ethan Jones. That'll bring up Blake McDaniel, who's missed a better part of the season so far due to injury, but glad to see him back out. And Mason Williams pinch running for the Wolves. As McDaniel gives a check of the wristband. Swing comes set. Here's the pitch to Blake, and he'll ground that one up, scooped up by Fawcett over to Cooper for out number three. So no hits, no runs in the top half of the first inning, as B.B. Comer will lead off the bottom of the first after these quick breaks. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, prime supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Your pain relief starts here.
Hey, it's Ben Donovan. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fixing to lead off the bottom of the first inning as Ethan Jones will get the start behind the plate, or get the start on the hill. Behind the plate is Brenton Cantrell. We'll get you set up as playing third base, Carter Goins. Playing shortstop, Jet Liner, Aiden Hernandez. Playing second base, Wood playing first, the normal first baseman. In the outfield, going right to left, Eli Burns, Cam Hammonds, and Connor Crumpton, as Ethan's taking his warm-up pitches. And Braden Wood, you know, last week in the county tournament, he's a trooper. Last week he got stepped on by a cleat, but hadn't missed a game. And didn't get to see him before the game, as I got here right as the plate meeting was happening, but he's still out there and glad to see that he was okay. And Jones will face for the Tigers. He'll face Nate Pierce, Tylen Buckcannon, and Jacob Swain, the top three of the order for the Comer Tigers. No score from the top of the Fayetteville first, and Comer looking to put a crooked number up here early. As I mentioned before, Comer looking for their first win against Fayetteville this season. Cantrell gives some final thoughts to Ethan Jones, looking to go to work here in the first, as he'll come set. Here's the pitch to Pierce. He'll watch that one inside across the letters for ball one. And Jones will come set again. Here's the pitch to Pierce. Pierce. Umpire said he got a piece of it. Went foul into the catcher's mitt for strike one. So 1-1 the count for Pierce, the leadoff. Here's the pitch from Jones. Strike called at the knees. 1-2 the count. No score here in the bottom half of the first inning. And here's the pitch from Jones. He'll pitch that one outside on the edge of the left-hander's batter's box. Here's the pitch from Jones. He'll ground it to Hernandez. Over to Braden Wood for out number one.
Good job, Aiden.
And that'll bring up the catcher, Tylen Buchanan. And Comer, like Fayetteville, going with their black jerseys, but they have the gold numerals with the familiar Tiger logo above the numbers, Comer across the chest in gold, and white and gold trim. And here's the pitch from Jones. Inside, called for a strike. The pitch from Jones, right down the middle, strike two. So no balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on, and no score here in the first inning. Here's the pitch from Jones. Oh, in and tight on Buchanan. Didn't hit him, so they'll give him ball one there. They'll call him out, looking strike three, two down. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Jacob Swain. So Braden Wood, Aiden Hernandez, Jet Liner getting the start at shortstop. Carter Goins at third. Wood, Hammonds, and Crumpton. As Swain will hit that one to Liner, he'll throw it across the field to Wood, out number three. So three up, three down for the Fayetteville Wolves in the bottom of the first. No score. We'll head to the second after this break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Prime supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
At Betty Ruth's Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Ruth's Cafe, nestled in Allen Brew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Welcome back to Larry Wyatt Field here on the campus of B.B. Comer High School as Jacob Swain getting ready to go for his second inning of work. No score. So we head to the second inning as both pitchers have pitched a pretty decent first inning apiece as Jacob Swain throws his warm-up pitches. And we'll be looking at Goins, Hammonds, and Braden Wood here in the top half of the second inning. Larry White Field, a place I spent many days at as I played here a long time ago, and this place has changed a whole lot since 2007 when I last played here. But one thing that hadn't changed is the base passes. They are still all grass as they've always been. And different view in the outfield is now you're looking at the softball field. Comer getting a new softball field about 3 or 4 years ago. It's a nice looking park just on the other side of the right field wall. Across the ditch over there, too. As Carter Goins will step in to face Swain. Swain will come set. The pitch to Goins. Goins will get a cut at it. Goes back, fouled back to the net. Swain quick to come set again. The pitch to Goins. A little high and outside. Evens the count at one. Goins is leading off the top half of the second inning. Goins will put that one in the air. And it'll fall into the glove of Cade McDonald for out number one. And that'll bring up Cam Hammonds, who has been a hot hitter as of late, as has his sister Taylor on the softball side. Got to call the softball game yesterday. Swain will come to Hammonds. Hammonds will hit that one down the third baseline. And he'll lose his shoe as he runs to second base. Umpire will call time, let him put his shoe on. He's in there standing up with a double on with one shoe. Cam Hammonds. And that'll bring up Braden Wood with the runner in scoring position. That is Hammonds. Nobody or one out. As Carter Goins flew out to center field. And the third batter in the order this inning is Braden Wood, batting in the seven hole, and that'll put Aiden Hernandez on deck. Sorry, Connor Crumpton on deck. And big swing and a miss from Wood. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch from Swain. In tight, ball two. Swain will come set as Hammonds gets his lead. And Wood will hit that one to center field. Into the glove once again of McDonald. And Hammonds will have to stay at second. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Connor Crumpton. With two down, a runner in on second base. No score here at Larry Wyatt Field. Swain will come set. And that ball will be thrown as Buchanan will try to throw it to third base. And Hammonds, ball gets away from the third baseman Fawcett, and Hammonds will come in to score. As the catcher Buchanan caught that one off of the bricks here behind the plate, threw it down to third, and it just gets away from Fawcett. As Crumpton will watch that one for ball two. So 2-0 to the count. Swing and a miss from Crumpton. Remember, setting up the infield for the Tigers. Pierce, Cooper, Fawcett, that is Ben, and Max Fawcett at third. And here's the pitch from Swain. Ball in there, a little high. And once again, setting up the outfield in center field, Cade McDonald, Levi Wheeler, and Austin Ashworth. That one will be a ground out to shortstop Ben Fawcett over to first Pierce, and that'll end the inning. But, hey, the Wolves get one across as Cam Hammond scores on an errant throw from Buchanan to Fawcett. So 1-0. Going to the bottom of the second inning, you're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to Larry Wyatt Field, home with the B.B. Comer Tigers, right off the campus of B.B. Comer High School. Ethan Jones getting ready to go for his second inning of work, now with a 1-0 lead in his back pocket. As Cam Hammonds comes across on an errant throw from Tylen Buchanan to Max Fawcett. This will bring up the lefty for the Tigers. Looking at the order, Cade McDonald, the center fielder, Ben Fawcett, the shortstop, and Logan Holland, the DH for the Comer Tigers. And here's the pitch from Jones. A good hit there. Hernandez will bobble it, scoop it up, but that will still be out number one as Cade McDonald's grounds out to Aiden Hernandez. And that'll bring up Ben Fawcett. One nothing to score here in the bottom of the second inning as Ethan Jones awaits Fawcett to step in the box. Here's Jones. Fawcett will get that one a liner. Liner bobbles it. And an overthrow to Braden Wood from Jetliner, and Fawcett will be in there safe.
He run really fast. Why was he running like that?
And that'll bring up Logan Holland, the designated hitter. And they will speed up Fawcett. And that is Andrew Mask going to run bases for Fawcett there. Max, and being the son of head football coach here at Comer, Adam Fawcett is Jones. We'll pitch that one to Holland, and Hill hit that one down the third baseline, and it'll stay in fair territory to Connor Crumpton, and he's in there for a single, and that'll move Mask over to second base. Nobody, one out, runners on first and second, and that'll bring up Levi Wheeler with a big swing and a miss. Umpire said that one was high, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. A 1-0 Fayetteville lead as Jones will check the runner. Swing and a miss from Levi Wheeler. 1-2 the count. Jones throwing from the stretch with runners on base. He'll check the runner at second.
Got him.
A pickoff attempt to second base to Jetliner, and the umpire will say he was under the tag. as Jones will check the runner again, and he'll come forward with this one. Swing and a miss from Wheeler, and it was a strike right in front of Cantrell with first base occupied. The drop third strike rule was not in effect. And that'll bring up Max Fawcett, shortstop. Pickoff attempt from Jones. He loses his hat and has to chase it. A little slight breeze out here right now. As Jones comes set. Here's the pitch to Fawcett. In there, called strike one. And on deck for the Tigers is Austin Ashworth, the right fielder. Here's the pitch to Fawcett. Ball low. 1-1 the count. Fawcett will foul that one back to the bricks. Right there at the Fayetteville crowd down the first baseline. And here's the pitch from Jones, the 1-2. Gave Fawcett something to chase there. Fawcett didn't chase, and 2-2 the count, two outs, two on. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss by Max Fawcett as Jones gets the strikeout. No runs across for the Tigers on two hits. The score is 1-0 Fayetteville. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Betty Ruth's Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Ruth's Cafe, nestled in Allen Brew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
Nine, 1-2 do up for Fayetteville here in the top of the third inning as Fayetteville has a 1-0 lead over the BB Comber Tigers here at Larry Wyatt Field. Jacob Swain getting ready to go for his third inning of work. He'll face Hernandez, Cantrell, and Burns. And Swain get some words of encouragement from his infield, and he'll come set. And here's the pitch to Hernandez. And that one will be fouled back just over my head here in a new press box here at Larry Wyatt Field. Swain comes set, and here's a pitch to Burns, and he'll watch that one go by the black part of the plate for strike two. Swing and a miss from Burns, out number one on the strikeout. And that'll bring us to the top of the order for the Wolves as Britton Cantrell steps in. One out, nobody on. The second batter in the inning, Britton Cantrell, the leadoff on the lineup. Here's the pitch. That'll be a ball outside. One and over the count. Here's the pitch to Cantrell. Called strike on the black part of the plate. Swing comes set with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Ball inside to Cantrell. Ball outside to Cantrell. 3-1 the count. So let's see if Swain will give Cantrell something to chase here. Here it is. Cantrell finds a gap. And he will find the glove of the left fielder, Levi Wheeler, for out number two. And that'll bring up the Wolves left fielder, Eli Burns, two out. Blake McDaniel in the hole, Ethan Jones on deck for the Wolves. Here's the pitch from Swain to Burns. Ball low. Swing quick to come back set. Ball inside. It'll get away from Buchanan, the catcher. And it'll bounce off the bricks. And here's the pitch from Swain. Burns will watch that one go by for ball three. So a 3-0 count to Eli Burns. And the pitch from Swain. Called strike one. Low at the knees on the black part of the plate. And here's Swain. Big swing and a miss, and he'll come back and get him for strike two. So payoff pitch forthcoming. Full count, two outs, favorable, 1-0 over the Comer Tigers. Here's the payoff pitch from Swain. And they'll call him out on strikes on the outside of the part of the plate. So nobody on for the Fayetteville Wolves. No hits, no runs across. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornito Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
One to nothing, the Fayetteville Wolves over the Comer Tigers here at Larry Wyatt Field. We get ready to go to the bottom of the third inning. Ethan Jones still on the hill for the Fayetteville Wolves, clinging to a 1-0 lead. And he will face Austin Ashworth, Nate Pierce, and Tylen Buchanan. As we get ready for this third inning, middle school playing Sylacauga back at the ballpark at Fayetteville High School. As Ashworth gets ready to step in. So Jones comes set. The pitch, swing and a miss from Ashworth. Jones, swing and a miss from Ashworth again, 0-2. Coming. Low and inside, ball one. 1-2 the count. Nobody out as we're leading off the bottom half of the third inning. Austin Ashworth at the plate. Here's the pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One out. Goins, Liner, Hernandez, and Wood, the infield. Left to right, Crumpton, Hammonds, and Burns in the outfield. Here's the pitch from Jones. 2. Nate Pierce, the first baseman. Ball was outside for ball one. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. And he'll ground that one to Liner. The Liner over to first. Will it be in time? Yes, it will be. Two down. So two outs. Nobody on for the Comer Tigers in the bottom of the third inning. And that'll bring up the catcher, Burke Cannon. Burkhannon looking to get something started here with two outs. As Jones comes set. Here's the pitch. Ball one. Fayetteville Faithful wanted that one called strike one, but the umpire called it the ball. Here's the pitch. It'll foul back to Cantrell. Strike one. One ball, one strike, two outs for the Tigers here in the bottom of the third. In tight for ball two. 2-1 the count. As Jones comes set. Here it is. Now he's behind in the count, 3-1. Here's the pitch. He'll foul that one back to the screen. That'll bring the count full with two outs and nobody on for the Tigers. Jones with a payoff pitch, and it is a swing and a miss from Burkhannon for out number three, so nobody. No hits, no runs for the Tigers in the bottom half of the third inning. Fayetteville still clings to a 1-0 lead. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Your pain relief starts here.
Hey, it's Ben Donahue. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
Welcome back to Larry Wyatt Field as Jacob Swain goes in for his fourth inning of work on the hill as he will face the meat of the Fayetteville order in Ethan Jones, Blake McDaniel, and Carter Goins. Ethan looking to help himself out here as he clings to a 1-0 lead. That one run coming back in the second inning on an errant throw from Burkhannon to Fawcett as Cam Hammonds came across the plate. Now, Ethan Jones batting in the three hole wearing the number 10. As Jacob Swain gets ready to go to his fourth inning of work. Swain comes set. Here's the pitch to Jones, and it'll be a ball outside. About belt high, but it was outside. Swain comes set once again. Here's the pitch. Ball two. Just about the same location as the first pitch, 2-0 the count.
That's fine. Anything but perfect.
As you can hear the concession stand hard at work, one floor below us, and here's the pitch. 3-0 the count. Let's see if he gets the green light to swing on one here. Here's the pitch. As Jones will take the walk to first base. And that'll bring Mason Williams in to run for Jones. So Williams in at speed up, and that'll bring Blake McDaniel to the plate. Swain will come set. Here it is. Big swing and a miss from Blake for strike one. And Carter Goins on deck with a runner on first. Nobody out. Swain comes set. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss again from McDaniel. 0-2 the count. So McDaniel down, 0-2. Here's the pitch from Swain. He'll hit that one right back to Swain. The only play is at first base. As a little miscommunication from the Comer infield there, and Mason will make it to second base safely. They tried to throw him out. Miscommunication there. Anyways, that'll put a runner in scoring position, one out, and Carter Goins at the plate. And Swain comes set. Here's the pitch to Goins. And he'll watch that one low, ball one. So one on, one out. Carter Goins at the plate. Fayetteville leads 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. And Goins will watch that one about letter high outside. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. That'll be ball three as Williams will get down to third base. So a bit of insurance about 90 feet away with one out. Carter Goins looking to put this ball in play to score the runner at third. That's Mason Williams. That one will go over his head. And Williams will truck it down, and he's in there. Oh, man. Oh, man. A bang-bang play at the plate. They're going to call Mason Williams out on the steal. And Goins will get Walt. Anyways, there's two outs now for Cam Hammonds with a runner on first. Swain. Here's the pitch. Here's the throw down to Cooper over his head. As there's a collision between Goins and Cooper there. Both of them get back up, and Goins at second safely on the steal. It's the 1-0 the count to Hammonds. Braden Wood awaits on deck. And that one's in there, called strike one. 1-1 the count, two outs, runner on second. Swain gets the sign from Burkhannon. Here's the pitch to Hammonds. They'll call that one strike two on the outside part of the plate. Swain comes set. Here's the pitch, and it'll hit Hammonds as Goins will take third. They'll make him go back to second base on the dead ball. So runners on first and second. Braden Wood steps to the plate. Jacob Swain, the pitcher for Comer. Here's the pitch to Wood, and he'll find the gap between first and second base. Carter Goins around third, and he will be in there for Fayetteville's second run of the game. And that'll put Cam Hammonds at third base, another insurance run 90 feet away on the single by Braden Wood. So a walk, a hit by pitch, and a single, and a run scored. Two outs. Connor Crumpton at the plate. Here's the pitch. Down to second goes Wood, as Comer didn't want to throw that one to allow Hammonds to score. So a smart decision there by Burkhannon behind the plate. Here's the pitch to Crumpton. Ball outside. Here's the pitch to Crumpton, and he'll watch that one go high above the letters. Ball two. 2-0 count. Runners at third and second. And Cam Hammonds and Braden Wood. Here's the pitch from Swain. Inside part of the plate between the letters and the belt for called strike one. So 3-1 the count. Runners at second and third. Two outs. Here's the pitch from Swain. And that'll send Crumpton to third base on the to first base on the walk. So third base is occupied by Cam Hammond. Second base occupied by Brayton Wood. First base now occupied by Connor Crumpton. And that'll bring up Aiden Hernandez, the second baseman, with two outs. Hernandez finds the gap, and it'll get past Fawcett. In comes Hammonds. Around third comes Braden Wood, and he will score on the single by Aiden Hernandez. And down the second goes Crumpton. That'll put us back at the top of the order in Brenton Cantrell. Two outs, runner on second. Fayetteville puts three across so far in the inning as Goins, Hammonds, and Wood comes across as Brenton Cantrell looking to keep this inning going. Jacob Swain, the pitcher, checks the runner at second, and here's the pitch. It'll be a ball low and outside. Cantrell puts that one in the air.
You got it, man.
and it'll be on the ground as Crumpton will score, and around comes Hernandez, and standing at second is Britton Cantrell as a routine fly ball is dropped out there in left field by Levi Wheeler. Wheeler probably wishes he had that one back, but the Fayetteville faithful thankful for that one, and that'll bring up Eli Burns as the score is now 6-0. Two outs, runner on second, and Cantrell. Eli Burns steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch from Swain. Burns fouls that one down to third baseline, a little chopper. It's 1-1 the count. Swain will get a fresh baseball. Here's a 1-1 to Burns, and that one's high as Cantrell in there. Safe, they will say. That's Cole Hardy running the bases for Cantrell. But that'll be awarded to Cantrell on the scorebook. And here's the 2-1 to Burns. Burns up in the air. Second base, Cooper calls it off. And that one will be in there. Fair on the drop ball by Blair Cooper. And Cole Hardy comes across, and that'll bring up Ethan Jones. So a bit of a two-out rally here for the Fayetteville Wolves as they bring across six runs with two outs here in the top half of the fourth inning. Burns at first, but Ethan Jones, here's a pitch from Swain. Burns will go to second, and he's in there under the tag of Cooper. So another runner in scoring position for the Wolves, and Ethan Jones at the plate. Swain comes set. Here's the pitch to Jones. High and inside, ball one. Sorry, ball two. So the 2-0 to Jones. And big swing and a miss as Burns will slide in there safely at third. Blake McDaniel awaits on deck. Ethan Jones looks at a 2-1 count from Jacob Swain. Here's the pitch. That one will sail high for ball three. So 3-1 the count. Two outs. Runner on third, Eli Burns. And Blake McDaniel awaits on deck for the Fayetteville Wolves. They're going to say that one was high. So we have officially batted around the order, as the man who led off the inning now walks down to first base. And Sawyer Braswell will step in to run for the pitcher, Ethan Jones. And that'll bring up Blake McDaniel, the designated hitter. Swain throws that one down Main Street for strike one. As Braswell will get his lead, as will Burns. That one's high and tight on Blake McDaniel for ball one. So 1-1 to count, two outs, runners at second and third for the Wolves. And here's the pitch from Swain. That'll be a ball outside and low. 2-1 the count. So here's the 3-1 to McDaniel from Jacob Swain. And miscommunication on both sides, but either way you look at it, Eli Burns will come across for the seventh run of this fourth inning, 8-0 Fayetteville over Comer now. And now it's a 3-1 count, says the umpire to Blake McDaniel. Now you have a runner at second. That's Sawyer Braswell. And McDaniel will find the gap. Braswell will get the green light, and he will cross. Good piece of hitting there from Blake McDaniel as he gets an RBI single to make the score 9-0 Fayetteville. Once again with two outs. And that'll bring up Carter Goins. Pickoff attempt. Not there in time.
Way to be ready, Nate.
And Swain will come set. Here's the pitch.
Good pitch.
In there low, but still a called strike from the home plate umpire. Cam Hammonds awaits on deck. Big swing and a miss from Goins, 0-2. Ball in there over the head of Carter Goins. Swain comes set with the 1-2. And he will chop that one foul as Blake McDaniel takes off the second base. He'll have to come back. So here's the 1-2 from Jacob Swain. Carter Goins will watch that one in. Low for a ball two. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at first, that's Blake McDaniel. And what has been a big inning for the Fayetteville Wolves. And here's the pitch. That'll be chopped foul from Carter Goins. That one will get behind Burke Cannon. And that'll bring the count full as Blake McDaniel goes down to second base.
Go, Jacob. You got it.
Full count here, so payoff pitch from Swain. And that'll find the gap between third and short, and now Collier will hold McDaniel at third. Carter Goins in there with a single. And that'll bring up Cam Hammonds. So runners at the corners, two outs for the Wolves. Hammonds at the plate. Braden Wood waits on deck. Ball high. As Goins will go down to second base. Here's the pitch. 2-0. Now you have a runner at third and a runner at second. That's McDaniel and Goins. Here's the pitch to Cam Hammonds. That'll be a ball outside. 3-0. And the Tigers have nobody tossing in the pen right now. Here's the pitch. Oh. Oh, I don't know about that one, but that is, however, called strike one to Cam Hammers at the shoelaces. So here's the pitch from Swain, and Hammers will foul that one back over our head. Back to the daycare. Here's a 3-2 to Hammers, and he'll foul that one back. Once again, back towards the daycare. Just on the outside part of the park here. So here's the payoff pitch once again, and Hammonds grounds that one out to first base and foot race, and they will get him. So a good hustle play there by Nate Pierce, but still a big, big inning from the Fayetteville Wolves. They get eight across in the top of the fourth inning. So 9-0 the score now. Here at Larry Wyatt Field, we'll step aside. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
New pitcher here for the Fayetteville Wolves to start this bottom half of the fourth inning is Connor Crumpton. Steps in with a 9-0 lead as the Fayetteville jumped out big time in the top of the fourth, putting eight across in their half of the inning. So Ethan Jones will go to third base. Carter Goins will go to shortstop. First and second will remain the same with Braden Wood and Aiden Hernandez. That's fine. And due up for the Tigers is Jacob Swain, who will lead this fourth inning off. Cade McDonald and Ben Fawcett. So we get ready to start the bottom half of the fourth inning. Once again, Fayetteville leading 9-0. Thanks in part to the top half of this fourth inning as Fayetteville put eight across. Crumpton ready to go to work. Here's the pitch. And that'll be hit by Swain, and that'll be in the glove of Jet Liner as he will jump out of the shortstop position to go to left field. And Cole Hardy out there in right. Cam Hammonds will stay at center. As Cade McDonald will foul that one down the third baseline. Cade is the fourth batter in the order, the cleanup hitter for the BB Comer Tigers. But as of right now, nothing to clean up but a 9-0 deficit. Here's the pitch from Crumpton. Curveball will go outside. I would say it was a little off speed, but he took a lot off of that curveball as he comes set again. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. So one ball, two strikes, one out for the Tigers in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Crumpton. And he will get him with the hook. Strike three. And that'll bring up Ben Fawcett. See his dad, Adam, standing down the third baseline just behind the Comer dugout. So two down for the Tigers. Nobody on. Here's the pitch from Crumpton. Fawcett fouls that one off plate. It's Chris Thornton down the first baseline for the Comer Tigers. Coach Eric Blackerby on the third baseline. The Comer base coaches. Known Chris for a long time. Used to work with him at Bluebell. Crumpton comes set to Fawcett, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Fawcett will air that one out to shortstop, and it'll be swallowed up by Carter Goins for out number three. So quick three outs for the Comer Tigers. That's what they didn't need as they face a 9-0 deficit heading to the fifth inning. So 9-0 to Fayetteville. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer or Fayetteville Sports Network.
Are you stuck in the slow lane because of pain and immobility? It's time to change lanes and get moving again with Donahue Physical Therapy. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our experienced therapist will put you on the fast track to recovery so you can enjoy life to the fullest. No more sitting on the sidelines. It's time to jump back into the action. Donahue Physical Therapy. Let's hit the road to recovery together. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Well, I was about to say before the break, before my finger had a quick trigger on the cutoff there, a new pitcher for the Comer Tigers. I was about to say Comer has a new pitcher. That is Max Fawcett coming in from his shortstop position to pitch. And Jacob Swain will go to shortstop. The rest of the Comer defense will stay the same, and they'll bring up Braden Wood to the plate. 9-0 your score here in the top of the fifth. Fett will want to get at least two more here as Wood will watch that curveball in there for a strike. Fawcett comes set. Here's the pitch to Wood. A little high. Ball 1-1-1 the count. We're leading off the top of the fifth inning here, 9-0 Fayetteville over Comer. That one in there tight, ball two. Fawcett comes set inside for ball three. Max Fawcett, the pitcher. And that one will be in there and make the count full, 3-2. Nobody out. Braden Wood at the plate. Connor Crumpton awaits on deck. And that one will be ball four. Braden Wood will open the door for Connor Crumpton. You can check these Wolves out again next week. It's Monday, they will travel to Jemison to face the Panthers. Then they'll come back home, play a doubleheader against Winterboro in area play. As Crumpton will chop that one down the third base line. They'll get Wood out at second base. And Crumpton will get in there safely at first. So one down here in the top of the fifth. So the Wolves will start area play next week, and they will see Winterboro for two on Tuesday and one on Thursday. We still got to get through this one with a 9-0 lead as Max Fawcett comes set. Hernandez will put that one between first and second base, and they were trying to cover second base, so nobody was there, and Fawcett had to go to first. First baseman Pierce had to play a little bit of second base there, and nobody got out on that play. So runners on first and second for the Wolves, and that'll bring up the leadoff Cantrell. And he'll watch that one in low for strike one. As Fawcett checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch to Cantrell. In there for strike two. So 9-0. Fayetteville leads the Comer Tigers. And Cantrell will watch that one go low for ball one. 1-2 the count, one out. Runners at second and first. That's Crumpton and Hernandez. Here's the pitch. That one will get behind Burkhannon. No throw to make as it bounced off of the bricks. That'll leave the count up two. That'll put Crumpton on third, and Hernandez will go down to second base. So here's the 2-2 to Cantrell. And he'll put the bat on that one as it will drop in there, and that'll score Crumpton. And diving into third is Hernandez, and Cantrell will be standing up at second base with a double. So 10-0 your score now. That'll bring up Cole Hardy, who will be hitting in the place of Eli Burns. Here's the pitch from Fawcett. Swing and a miss from Hardy as Hernandez 90 feet away at third. Cantrell in at second base with one out. There's the pitch to Hardy. It's inside low for a ball. Here's the pitch to Hardy, and he will put that one in play in the gap to center field. In comes Hernandez. Around third comes Cantrell, and sliding into second is Cole Hardy. So three runs here in the fifth inning with one out, and that'll bring up Ethan Jones. So That's Fawcett. Checks Hardy at second. Here's the pitch to Jones, and he'll watch that one in for a strike. So here's the 0-1 to Jones. That one will sail high and outside for ball one. Even the count at one. One out, runner on second. Three runs have already crossed here in the top half of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch from Fawcett. Jones will watch that one on the black part of the plate. I guess that's where that one was. That'll be a called strike too. And Jones will foul the two-strike pitch. Foul. 1-2 still to count. Hardy at second base. Here's the pitch. Jones will let that one reach to the sky. Nobody to catch it but Luke Honeycutt out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. Count remains 1-2. So here's the 1-2. Oh! And that one will get Jones on the one on the back of his jersey. And he'll walk down to first base, and that'll bring up Blake McDaniel. Twelve to nothing your score here in the top of the fifth with one out. Blake McDaniel at the plate. Here's the pitch. He'll watch that one in tight for strike one. Jones at first. Hardy at second. Here's the pitch to McDaniel. He'll foul that one away as Hardy was just about standing on third base when McDaniel swung at that one. And he'll pick up Burke Cannon's helmet and give it to him. A little bit of sportsmanship there from Blake McDaniel. So here will be the 0-2 to Blake McDaniel. One out here in the top half of the fifth inning. Runners on first and second for the Wolves. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss by McDaniel for out number two. That'll bring up Carter Goins. Two outs in a three-run fifth inning so far for the Fayetteville Wolves. Here's the pitch from Fawcett. Goins will watch that one go by high for ball one. Here's the pitch. Goins. We'll put some air on that, and it'll land on top of the Fayetteville dugout. Hits the tin roof that's probably been there since this field was built. So 1-1 the count to Goins with two outs, runners at second and first in Hardy and Jones. Ball high, 2-1. Fawcett comes set from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Ball three. See if we can put him on. We have Cam Hammonds awaiting on deck, and he's dangerous as he can put a ball in play. Here's the pitch from Fawcett. There's the chopper. They're going to get the easy out at second for out number three, but not before the Fayetteville Wolves put three on the board. The Comer Tigers are going to have to put up three in the bottom half of the inning, but before that happens, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
New pitcher for the Wolves as Connor Crumpton gets one inning of work, and he'll make room for Ever Ogwin to try to see if they can close this one out in 5 innings as Fayetteville leads 12-0 over the Comer Tigers here at Larry Wyatt Field. And due up for the Tigers, see if they can try to get some offense going. Logan Holland, Levi Wheeler, and Max Fawcett, the three batters the Tigers are sending to the plate in the bottom half of the fifth. The rest of the defense will stay the same. Liner, Hammonds, Hardy, left to right in the outfield. Jones, Goins, Hernandez, and Braden Wood, and Britton Cantrell behind the plate. Ever Ogwin coming into pitch for the Fayetteville Wolves. They'll face Levi Wheeler. Here's the pitch. He'll watch that one in. Strike one. Levi Wheeler awaits on deck as Logan Holland is at the plate with one strike. He'll watch that one go about eye level for ball one. So 1-1 the count. First batter here at the bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch from Ogwin. It'll be outside, ball two. Ogwin throws that one in there high for ball three. 3-1 the count. Two. Logan Holland, Fayetteville with a comfortable 12-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. He'll throw that one in there for strike two. That'll even up the count or make the count full. Fayetteville broke with this thing open in the fourth inning with an 8-run inning and backed it up with a 3-run inning in the fifth, and that brings us to where we're at now. as he tips that one into the glove of Cantrell for out number one. That'll bring up the left fielder, Levi Wheeler. With one out, nobody on for the Tigers. 0-1 throws that one in tight at the hands of Wheeler for ball one. Here's the pitch from Ogwin. That one will go by for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Four. Ever Ogwin to Levi Wheeler. Here's the pitch. In tight, ball three. Let's see if Blackerby or Thornton will give him the green light to go. We'll find out with this pitch. In there on the black part of the plate, called strike one. So 3-1 the count to Levi Wheeler, the left fielder. From Ever Ogwin, here's the pitch. Ball high, so Comer now with the base runner. They will need to get him across, as they will also need to get Javion McGee, the pinch hitter for the Tigers, across if they want to stay alive in this one. Here's Ogwin with a pitch. Called strike one on the black part of the plate. Here's the pitch from Ogwin. He'll foul that one to the top of the screen for strike two. So 0-2 the count to Javion McGee. Levi Wheeler at first, one out. Here's the pitch from Ogwin. McGee will foul that one out of play. Back to the parking lot. Maybe that one didn't hit a car. So one comes set to McGee. That one will be low for ball one. Here's the 1-2 to Javion McGee. Curveball. Little high. Ball two, that'll even the count at two. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Levi Wheeler at first base. Javion McGee at the plate for the Comer Tigers, facing a 12-0 deficit. He will foul that one down the third baseline to stay alive. So the 2-2 to McGee as Ogwin checks runner at first. And he will come set. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Comer, if they want to stay alive, they're down to their last out. That'll bring up another pinch hitter for the Tigers, Kamari Fair. He'll try to get on base to keep the Tigers alive here down to their last out. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside for ball one. Here's the pitch. Cantrell will have to block that one up for ball two. So 2-0 to Jamari Fair. Levi Wheeler at first base. He'll get his lead. Here's the pitch from Ogwin. Oh, where did that one miss? 3-0 the count. Faithful wondering where that one missed. Here's the 3-0. And he'll call that one strike one. So 3-1 the count. Levi Wheeler at first. Jamari Fair at the plate for the Tigers. Here it is. Call strike two. That'll bring the count full. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. So Comer down to their last strike and their last out. Unless they could get something going here. Here it is. Fair. We'll foul that one back to the bricks. Hoagland checks runner at first. Full count. 2 outs. And they will call it strike three. If I'm not mistaken, that is ball game. As the Fayetteville Wolves shut out the Comer Tigers 12-0 to go 3-0 against these Comer Tigers for the season. A good win as Jones, Crumpton, and Ogwin combine for the shutout in 5 innings. 12-0 thanks to that 8-run fourth inning. And once again, you can catch these Tigers. I'll probably be back on the broadcast as we take on the Winterboro Bulldogs at home for a doubleheader, the first game of area play for the Fayetteville Wolves. I'm Jacob Bassett. Once again, I was flying solo tonight. You'll hear us again next week. Thank you all for joining us in. 12-0 the Fayetteville Wolves over the Comer Tigers. Y'all have a great weekend, and remember to stay weather aware with the weather that's coming in tomorrow night. This is Jacob Bassett in the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.